This is Bad Cop No Donut for the week of December 29th, 2005.
All right, police!
Bad cop. No donut.
Bad.
Cop.
No. Donut.
He's under the law, and I rule.
With your weekly wrap-up of North American police brutality, misconduct, and corruption, I'm Ron Anisich at CKLN in Toronto. Here is a look at what the police did to us this week.
The officer had picked her up, driven her to a secluded area, and then forced her to commit a sex act inside the car.
A San Francisco police officer was arrested last Wednesday and is now facing sex and drug charges. KTVU reports that Officer Michael Turkington has been charged with forced oral copulation, assault, false imprisonment, and furnishing marijuana. All of the offenses took place while Turkington was in uniform. He is accused of befriending a woman and then taking her to an isolated location where he provided her with marijuana and then forced her to perform oral sex on him. The alleged assault took place in November 2004, but did not come to the attention of investigators until the accusation against Turkington came up while they were questioning the victim about an unrelated matter a full year later. In November, investigations were launched, which led to the officer's arrest. Turkington has been suspended from his job and is currently facing trial on an unrelated charge of contributing to the delinquency of minors. A former police officer in San Diego, California, was sentenced to 1 year of house arrest last week for having sex with two 16-year-old girls. KGTV reports that Toby Freestone was sentenced after he pleaded guilty to statutory rape. Court documents say that both of the girls were given alcohol. One of the girls was unconscious when Freestone had sex with her. He was also sentenced to 5 years of probation and will not be allowed to work in law enforcement in the future. A Sonoma County, California sheriff's deputy was arrested last week after an investigation into a stolen car. KPIX reports that Deputy Marcus Parker is charged with vehicle theft, grand theft auto, perjury, possession of a stolen vehicle, and grand theft in excess of $400. The alleged theft took place in June, and an investigation was launched immediately. Parker is currently on paid leave. A sheriff's deputy in Douglas County, Nevada, is accused of drawing his firearm during an off-duty road rage incident. The Las Vegas Sun says that Deputy Adam Spoon will appear to face charges on January 10th. Spoon is accused of pointing a gun at a man and threatening to kill him during an exchange with another driver in September 2004. Spoon has been reassigned, pending a resolution to the case. A Salem, Oregon police officer was arrested last Thursday on rape-related charges. An Associated Press report says that Officer Sterling Alexander is charged in relation to an incident with two females 2 years ago. He has been charged with rape, strangulation, kidnapping, and sexual abuse. Alexander resigned last year before he could be fired for an unrelated department violation. His law enforcement certification was revoked in April. Alexander is currently being held without bail.
When you step on the other side of the fence, our job is to hold all people accountable, not just those who aren't law enforcement.
Sometimes we get caught up in some things and bad things happen. I hope people aren't judgmental on him and about him. Good individual, good family man.
I think we kind of need to be careful. There are many people who have problems with drugs who don't commit robberies at gunpoint.
A Clackamas County, Oregon sheriff's deputy was arrested for armed robbery last Friday. The McMinnville News Register says that Deputy David Verbos is charged with first-degree robbery. He is accused of entering the employees-only section of a pharmacy and then producing a handgun and demanding controlled substances. The robbery occurred the day before the deputy's arrest. He's being held without bail and faces a mandatory minimum 7.5-year sentence if he is convicted. A sheriff's deputy in Adams County, Colorado, was arrested last Friday for harassing a female deputy who he had a personal relationship with. An Associated Press report says that Deputy Michael Jones has been charged with criminal trespassing, wiretapping, and domestic violence. The victim alleges that she has been harassed by Jones since their breakup 3 months ago. Jones is currently on paid leave from his job and is free on bond. A sheriff's deputy in Monona County, Iowa, was arrested last week for sexually abusing a child. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil says that Deputy Sidney Bartholomew is charged with two counts of indecent contact with a child. The incidents took place between 2002 and 2004. Bartholomew has been freed on his own recognizance and has been placed on paid leave from his job. A trial date has not yet been set and an investigation is continuing. A Round Lake Beach, Illinois police officer was fired last week after being charged with the sexual abuse of a child in Wisconsin earlier this month. The Chicago Daily Herald says that Officer Kevin Dabowski is accused of repeatedly sexually assaulting a child under the age of 16. He was arrested on December 7th by sheriff's deputies in Kenosha County, Wisconsin. Dabowski faces 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine if he is convicted. He will appear in court next on January 18th. The former chief of the East St. Louis, Illinois Police Department was convicted by a jury last Thursday of obstructing federal agents and lying to a grand jury. According to an Associated Press report, Chief Ronald Matthews was found guilty of conspiracy to obstruct justice, attempted obstruction of justice, and perjury. Matthews resigned from his job after being indicted by a grand jury last January. He's accused of trying to cover up the use of a firearm by an auxiliary police officer who was a convicted felon. Matthews faces a possible 30 years in prison when he is sentenced. An East Chicago, Indiana police officer pleaded guilty to drug charges last Thursday. An Associated Press report says that Officer Elijah Johnson pleaded guilty to distribution of cocaine and carrying a firearm in relation to a drug trafficking crime. Johnson is also accused of giving information about police activities to drug dealers to help them avoid being caught. Two South Bend, Indiana police officers were arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol last week. WNDU reports that Officer Ronald Nowicki was pulled over by a state trooper because he was speeding on Christmas Eve. 2 days earlier, Officer Eugene Kyle was also arrested for driving while drunk. A sheriff's deputy in Tippecanoe County, Indiana, was sentenced to 6 months in jail last Tuesday after pleading guilty to perjury. The Lafayette Journal and Courier says that Deputy Glenn Keller admitted to lying under oath about conducting a well-being check on a child who later died of abuse and neglect. Keller will also serve 12 months of probation after his release. Keller was given until December 26th to turn himself into the county jail. It is believed that he will then be moved to a jail in another county for his own safety. Keller has resigned from his job. Two Munster, Indiana police officers were charged with stealing a collectible sword from the office of a dead chief of police. WBBM reports that Officer Jeffrey Huckabee is accused of placing the sword on sale at an online auction website. Sergeant Douglas Simpson allegedly offered Huckabee $100 for selling the item. Simpson and Huckabee are both on paid leave. A Flint, Michigan police officer who was accused of staging his own shooting was offered $72,000 in exchange for his resignation. According to an Associated Press report, Harold Green was found to have been shot with a weapon that was registered in his name. When he was accused of staging the February 2004 shooting, he walked out of a police interview and was suspended from his job for 29 days without pay. The city of Flint has reportedly made its buyout offer in the hopes that Green would retire effective January 1st. Green has not yet decided whether or not to accept the offer, according to his lawyer. A South Rockwood, Michigan police officer who brought police misconduct to the attention of state investigators remains on suspension while the officer whose misconduct she reported has returned to work. The Monroe News says that the town's police commission voted unanimously last week to suspend Officer Linda Morgan without pay because she violated department policy by reporting the wrongdoings of a fellow officer. At the same meeting, the commission voted to return the officer who was the subject of her information, and who was also unnamed, to full-time duty. That officer is accused of defrauding the town by falsifying his timesheets. A state police investigation is being conducted. A former Parma, Ohio police officer was arrested last Friday for selling drugs and other related crimes. The Cleveland Plain Dealer says that Donald McNee was arrested while selling OxyContin outside of a convenience store. He was the subject of a 2.5-year investigation into sales of the drug. He served as a police officer from 1977 until 2003. Over the course of his career, he was recommended for termination because of poor job performance. McNee was fired in the late 80s for cheating on an exam and for spending time at his parents' home when he should have been on duty. He sued and was reinstated. Two police officers in Genoa, Ohio, resigned last week after they were discovered using a computer at work to view pornography and participate in online gambling while they were on duty. An Associated Press report says that officers Brian Chambers and Adam Lance both resigned in order to avoid a recommended termination from their jobs. Neither of the officers is facing criminal charges yet, but an investigation is ongoing. A Providence, Rhode Island police officer was driving a vehicle that struck and killed a woman on Monday. WLNE reports that the woman died from a head injury after being hit by a car being driven by Officer Lionel Picks. A New York City police officer was arrested on Tuesday on a firearm charge. WINS reports that Officer Donald Medard is suspected of robbing drug dealers in Upper Manhattan. He was arrested after police responded to a street assault and charged with filing the serial numbers off of three firearms. Three other men were arrested with Medard. A sheriff's deputy in Passaic County, New Jersey, was arrested last week after investigators discovered $250,000 worth of stolen goods outside of his home. The New Jersey Herald says that Deputy Douglas Owen is charged with receiving stolen property and is suspended from his job without pay. Stolen property recovered at Owen's home included 20 trailers, 3 all-terrain vehicles, tractors, power mowers, wood chippers, and other tools and equipment. A man who was the victim of a robbery reported that he had seen his property when he was driving past Owen's home. Owen is currently free on a $7,500 bond. A police officer in Fairhaven, New Jersey, pleaded guilty to theft and misconduct charges last Thursday. The Asbury Park Press says that Sergeant James Kerman pleaded guilty to one count of official misconduct and one count of theft by taking. Kerman is accused of stealing wages for 116 days when he was not at work by failing to properly fill out paperwork. He's accused of stealing $31,000 in this manner between 1999 and 2005. Kerman will be sentenced in a few months.
Sometimes I'm very sad, and then other times it comes and it goes. It's my only child. I saw her wearing a ring. A few months ago, she said he asked her to get married to her. And I said to her, "We all don't get along." And she said, "Well, we will not get married right now. I will try my best with them to make her proud. I will work hard with them so they can be the best they can."
Oh, it's very tragic. It's very tragic.
It was a very tough time. Lost a few members of this department, and our hearts go out to the Vasquez and to the Holiday family.
I just think it's another tragic, senseless killing.
I really feel sad. I really feel hurt because of the age. 26 years old.
A state police officer in Maryland was charged with 2 counts of first-degree murder last Thursday after 2 Baltimore police officers were discovered shot and killed in one of their homes. An Associated Press report says that Officer Eugene Perry turned himself into authorities shortly after the shootings. Perry was engaged to one of his victims until they broke up around 1 year ago. That victim's mother confirms that she had recently began dating the other Baltimore police officer who was also killed. The couple had apparently been sleeping when they were killed. The chief deputy of the Cook County, Tennessee Sheriff's Department was arrested last Friday as part of an ongoing misconduct investigation. WREG reports that Deputy Jared Taylor was arrested along with his brother and charged with conspiring to receive and conceal stolen goods. Taylor is the seventh deputy charged in the ongoing probe. Deputy Larry Dodgen was arrested this summer and since that time has been cooperating with investigators. Taylor is free on his own recognizance. A police officer at the Medical University of South Carolina was arrested last Thursday and charged with grand larceny and misconduct in office. The Charleston Post and Courier says that Officer Ivory Beeman is accused of taking four bulletproof vests from a police storage room on October 1st and then pawning them. He is also accused of pawning his service firearm several times between May 20th and November 5th. Beeman resigned from his job in November after he was questioned about the missing bulletproof vests. A DeKalb County, Georgia police officer was arrested last Friday and charged with the sexual abuse of a child. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says that Officer Anthony Greer is charged with child molestation and aggravated sodomy. Greer's alleged victim is 15 years old. He is currently on unpaid leave from his job. A sheriff's deputy in Fulton County, Georgia was arrested last Thursday for stealing and using a debit card belonging to an inmate. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution says that Deputy Cletus Hurd was working in the booking area of the county jail when he stole the item. He has been suspended indefinitely without pay. Hurd is charged with theft by taking, violation of oath of office, and financial transaction card theft. He is currently free on bond. The former chief of police in East Ellijay, Georgia, was indicted by a grand jury last week for filing a false police report and for offering to drop a charge in exchange for sex. WDUN reports that Larry Siebold is accused of offering to drop a DUI charge in exchange for sexual favors. He is also accused of filing a false police report in an attempt to defraud an insurance company. A Broward County, Florida sheriff's deputy was fired last week after being caught on videotape boasting about how he helped another deputy conceal a crime. An Associated Press report says that Deputy Samuel Sirico will not face criminal charges. On the videotape, taken from a camera in a police cruiser, Sirico is heard admitting to maintaining a car chase after he and Deputy Lewis Perry had been ordered to stop the chase. Perry and Sirico maintained the pursuit, and eventually Perry's cruiser was damaged when he pulled in front of the person they were chasing and applied his brakes. The person they were chasing managed to escape. The two deputies filed false reports saying that Perry's cruiser was damaged when it was struck by another vehicle at a red light. Perry was fired in March for shooting an unarmed man in the head. In this case, he was charged in July with perjury, falsifying records, and official misconduct. Sirico has been granted immunity in exchange for his testimony against Perry. A police officer in Meridian, Mississippi was arrested last Wednesday and charged with domestic violence. The Meridian Star says that Officer James Gowdy will likely be suspended from his job. The chief of police in Meridian describes the offense as severe and says that if he is convicted, Gowdy will no longer be able to carry a firearm and therefore could not work in law enforcement. Gowdy is currently free on a $408 bond. Three New Orleans police officers were disciplined last Wednesday for a videotaped beating in October. An Associated Press report says that officers Robert Evangelist and Lance Schilling were fired, and officer Stuart Smith was suspended for 120 days. The three were videotaped by a news crew beating a 64-year-old retired schoolteacher who did not appear to be resisting the officers. The fired officers have been charged with battery against the 64-year-old man. The suspended officer has been charged with battery against a member of the news crew, which recorded the incident. All three have pleaded not guilty to the charges against them and face trials beginning on January 11th. A Fort Polk, Louisiana police officer was arrested last week for sexually abusing two young female relatives. An Associated Press report says that Officer Ernest Felice was charged with two counts of aggravated incest after a complaint from a child was received. The officer's victims are 8 and 17 years old. During a search, investigators discovered images of child pornography on a computer belonging to Felice. He is being held in custody on $150,000 bail. An investigation is continuing and more charges are expected to be filed in the future. A Dallas, Texas police officer was arrested Monday after being accused of assaulting his wife at their home. The Dallas Morning News reports that Ransom Funches has been charged with domestic assault. His wife called 911 for assistance after Funches struck her several times, causing injury. He has had a noteworthy disciplinary history. In his 11 years as a police officer, he has been disciplined for being discourteous to fellow city employees, sleeping on duty, insubordination, interfering with process, filing false reports, using profane language, and violating department policy. Funches was released from custody the day after his arrest and is currently on paid leave. A Dallas, Texas police officer who was accused of groping a woman at a traffic stop was fired from his job last Thursday. The Dallas Morning News says that Officer Jermaine Thompson is accused of pulling over a woman while he was in uniform on September 2004. Upon realizing that the woman's license was suspended, he asked her to expose her breasts. She complied and was then groped by the officer. In August 2005, he was indicted by a grand jury on a charge of improper conduct with a person in custody. Thompson was placed on paid leave at that time. He faces 2 years in prison and a $10,000 fine if he is convicted. Thompson is the 10th Dallas police officer to be fired for misconduct this year. Dozens of people in Houston, Texas, marched against police brutality last Thursday. KPRC reports that a protest march started from the county sheriff's department and ended at the county courthouse. Protesters said that in the past 5 years, Harris County law enforcement officers have killed almost 200 people. Demonstrators demanded greater accountability for the actions of officers. A police officer in Albuquerque, New Mexico, was arrested for shoplifting last week. KOB-TV reports that Officer Dennis Duranzo was seen by store security guards stealing a $45 sweatshirt by stuffing it inside a bag and then attempting to leave the store. He is on paid leave while an investigation is conducted. Duranzo has a prior shoplifting conviction from August 2001. A man died on Saturday after he was shocked with a taser by police in Edmonton, Alberta. State officials announced last Thursday that an Arizona Attorney General's probe of Taser International had ended. The inquiry into misleading advertising claims made by the company began in January and had resulted in some changes to the way the weapons are marketed. In advertising materials, the use of the term non-lethal has been clarified. Taser International now says that the expression means that the weapon is not intended to cause death, not that the weapons cannot kill someone. The use of the phrase, no lasting effects, has also been removed from the company's literature. The changes are reportedly an attempt to appease state investigators. Taser International announced last Thursday that they are no longer facing the threat of being delisted from the NASDAQ stock exchange. The company finally filed its third quarter earnings report earlier in the week. Taser had been trading under a modified stock symbol, but is now using its original symbol once again. Last year at this time, Taser shares were worth more than $33. They are currently worth a little more than $7 each. Other than the killings already reported on this program, police also killed people this week in Carlsbad, California, Sheboygan, Michigan, Cleveland, Ohio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Norfolk, Virginia, Nassau County, Florida, and New Orleans, Louisiana. That's all for Bad Cop, No Donut this week. Feel free to email your comments and story ideas. The email for this program is ron@ckln.fm. Thanks to everyone who sent in articles for this week's program. Bad Cop, No Donut is produced at CKLN 88.1 FM in Toronto and can be heard in Syracuse, New York, on WXXE 90.5 FM and in Great Barrington, Massachusetts on WBCR 97.7 FM. Next week, I will be in need of a week off and there will not be a new show available next week as a result. We plan to replace our normal show with a rebroadcast of a past program. We expect to return with a new program in 2 weeks' time. Until then, I'm Ron Anisich. Thanks for listening, and best wishes to all of you for the new year. All I got to say is I have no-